This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's very promising for the future of the league.
Stephenson again! Ramondre Stephenson has his third touchdown of the game! Through for 35.
Pretty good game for Ramondre yesterday, Keith.
I would say so, yeah.
I've done the mea culpa on him many times this year.
Yeah.
But I was done with him after, was it the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah, a couple fumbles.
Done with him.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
That was smart on your part. That was a good call by you.
And, well, it turns out Mike Vrabel knows what he's doing, and I don't. Because Ramondre yesterday, and really both Dolphins games.
Yeah.
Has been just an absolute
great
monster right from the first carry yesterday.
I thought he was
going to get stuffed for, 2 yards or whatever. He's going to get some positive yards. And he kept pushing the pile and darted out of a tackle. And you're like, okay. So the issue with him has been, and maybe will continue to be, but it hasn't been for a while, the fumbling. And if he holds on to the football, he's a good back. And we're reminded of that. And good for the coaching staff for sticking with him and not listening to people like me. Mm-hmm. Here, hour number two, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday. We will get to what happened week 18 coming up about 25 minutes from now. So stay tuned for it with all your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Monday. We're joined by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. Probably not as well as you. You're back to the postseason. First time the Patriots have hosted a playoff game since 2019. It's prime time. What do you expect from that environment on Sunday night?
Yeah, no, I expect it to be electric. I know it will be. We have some great fans out here, so we're excited that we're able to host a playoff game for not only for ourselves, our teams, our families, but also for the fans that enjoy watching us. So it'll be a good time.
How would you say how do you feel about the defense on a whole for the entire season? Sort of the ups and downs of the season now that the regular season is in the books. Obviously, the record is great. The numbers are good. But how would you feel you and the defense played this year?
Yeah, I think we did a great job. I think we did a great job coming together. There was a lot of injuries we had to deal with. There's a lot of off the field stuff we had to deal with. And, we came together at the end of the day and we were able to become one of the better defenses in the league. And we have so much talent and we have so much, camaraderie is the word, where we will play on the line for each other. We'll put everything on the line for each other. So, yeah, I'm proud of our guys and I couldn't be happier to be in a different group or in another group.
Well, and you mentioned sort of some of the off-the-field stuff that's been going on, some of it recently, and without getting into the specifics of it, but with a couple of star players on the team, how do you guys make sure that that is not a distraction, because it didn't appear to be at all in the game yesterday, and then also it remains not one going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't think anyone really thought about that type of stuff. We weren't worried about it. For us, our job is to play football. Our job is to win these games, and especially now in the playoffs, it's win or go home. So that's what we're focused on.
Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker here on Jones and Keefe. 1 year ago today, Gerard Mayo fired by the New England Patriots. You guys go out, you win 14 games, you win the division, you're the 2 seed in the AFC, you're hosting the Chargers on Sunday night. How does a turnaround like this happen?
Honestly, it starts with the head man. He sets the tone. He sets the environment that we're in. He's been an amazing coach. Rabes has been an amazing leader of this team. Secondly, we went out and we got some amazing players, guys that weren't on the team last year that made huge contributions, guys that, I didn't know of, or, we drafted them or whatever it was, and they come in and they become a part of the family. And they dominate on the field. So that, and then last thing was the guys that were here in the past were able to share experiences like, hey, this is what we shouldn't do, this is what we should do. Guys who've been on winning teams, losing teams, and guys who were here the last few years were able to share, a little bit of our knowledge and be like, hey, like, we've seen it done this way, it shouldn't be done this way, or this is what worked in the past and this is what worked on those teams and we should keep doing that. I think it was a whole combined effort, but starting with the head man for sure.
Yeah, I think it was our first or second time talking with you at the beginning of the season about how in the offseason you had a real choice. You almost signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. You ultimately re-signed here with the Patriots. I mean, you really couldn't have picked two different seasons. I mean, the Raiders are going to have the number one pick in the draft. They just finished 3-14. Meanwhile, you're on your way to hosting a playoff game at 14-3. How much have you allowed yourself to think about how close that decision was and what this year could have been like for you?
Honestly, I haven't dwelt on that too much. I kind of live where my feet are at. Where my feet are is where I'm going to focus my energy, where focus my mindset on. Obviously it didn't work out over there on that end, but the moment Elliot called me and told me, they wanted me back and, we were going to get this thing rolling, my mind's been here, So I haven't really thought about it too much, to be completely honest with you.
I know you guys just played yesterday, and it's early in the week to think too much about the LA Chargers, but what jumps out about that matchup with Justin Herbert and the offense over there?
From off of what of the film I've watched, they do a good job moving the ball around. They do a good job running the ball. Obviously, Justin Herbert. He plays hard. He's smart. He distributes the ball well. Great quarterback. He seems to always be doing the right things. So as a defense, it's going to be a challenge, and it's an exciting game. First game of the playoffs for sure.
After not having him for a few games, how good was it to get Milton Williams back on the field for you guys?
Talk about a tone setter. That's the guy right there. He's a disruptive force. He's a guy that we always want on our D-line. I can't speak highly enough about him. I love playing behind him because he's so disruptive, and he allows me to do a lot of things. He allows me to play free. I'm very happy that he's back, and hopefully we can get some of our other guys back and get this playoff push going.
Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Good luck on Sunday against the Chargers. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
All right, Bye. Thank you.
Christian Ellis here on WEEI. It is interesting when you talk about this matchup against the Chargers and what they do well and some of the leadership there. I assumed he was talking about Milton Williams, but I'm happy you asked him specifically when he's like, hey, there are some guys who came from winning situations and they knew what it took to win and they came in and led. That's who I assumed he was talking about, but good job by getting him to actually answer that.
Yep. What was his feet to the fire?
His feet.
He is where his feet are.
Thank you. He lives where his feet are. What was it? Something like that?
Like, yeah. Mac Hollins does the same thing. He's a big foot guy. It's fine.
It's all right. We're feet guys. But no, he also mentioned that Elliot Wolf was the one who reached out to him.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Interesting. I was like, who'd he pass you on to?
He's like,
hey, it's Elliot calling. I got Mike on the line. Like, who did he pass you on to?
That's what his phone did.
Yeah.
It rings like that.
Or, you know, no offense to our guy, Christian Ellis.
No,
but
you're
like,
about to insult two people. Don't do that.
Does Elliot Wolf handle certain transactions? And maybe Mike Vrabel handles other transactions.
He might have been on the line with Milton Williams, is what you're saying? Maybe.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know what else was going on that day.
But a good choice made by Christian Ellis
yes.
to be on the Patriots this year instead of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Correct.
Yeah.
You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. We'll get to what happened coming up from week 18. It is a crazy turnaround. Again, 1 year ago today, Mayo out.
Yeah,
and
that's like, wild.
Vrabel
it was 10 seconds after the game ended. Like, is his press conference over? All right, bring him into your office.
Well,
let
like,
him go.
You want to think about
immediately.
You want to think about how far they've come. Forget that they were a 4-win, really a 3-win team.
Yeah.
A year ago. Just think about the Chargers matchup. Remember that Chargers game last year? 40-7, I think it was.
It didn't go great.
It was poor.
Yeah.
It is what it was.
Yeah,
May got knocked out. He came back.
Yeah.
It felt like where Mayo like officially got fired, even though it wasn't official yet.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, he had a few games last year that you're like, this is
there
it.
Was some, there yeah. was that Cardinals game that was bad.
The international game. Was that
the
Colts?
International.
Who was that against?
That
Belichick?
Was the Jags.
Oh, yeah, that was the Jags. Oh, well, they just ran wild on him.
The Colts one was the Mac Jones.
That was Bill.
Game.
That was Bill the year before.
Right, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting them all confused
yeah,
here. I'm getting the 4-win seasons confused.
There were a lot of low points in there,
yeah.
But it's like, so they get smashed by the Chargers,
right.
And then Mayo's out. So 1 year ago today, they're firing Mayo. We're like, what are you going to do? How's it going to look? Is Drake May the guy? Is Vrabel going to be the next coach? What's he going to do? What's his coaching staff going to look like?
Well,
are they going to spend money?
Well, Vrabel was,
we have all these questions.
We didn't know about that. Vrabel seemed like the obvious guy. But there was a little, I don't know, cause for concern because Robert Kraft was so dead set that it was Gerard Mayo. And then he'd be like so dead set that it's Vrabel. And you're like, Vrabel at least has the track record. We've seen him be a head coach in the NFL. He's worked with different teams. He has a much bigger Rolodex when it comes to like bringing in other coaches and things like that. So it was a much, 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 much safer pick. But it was like former player that Robert Kraft loves. You're like, that's who you're going to right away? You're not even, you didn't even do any real interviews. They had the sham interviews with everybody else, but we knew it was like Vrabel was going to come here and really couldn't have been any better. Like, I don't like outside of what 17-0, you really couldn't have been any better because it was not just winning a lot of games, it was the development of the quarterback. And is your year two quarterback taking a step forward? The guy we're arguing for to be the MVP of the league. So, like, yeah, it really couldn't have been any better. It was a brutal year last year, but just as equally good this year.
So, maybe you just answered it. Biggest reason for the turnaround is Drake May?
I might go Vrabel.
Okay.
I'm going to go Vrabel because...
I would say May, so if we agreed, I was going to ask you who was next. So
no, I would say Vrabel is, in this case, and not that overall quarterback greater than coach. We've seen it. We saw it firsthand here, and it was proven out later on. But because...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Because Vrabel basically gutted the coaching staff and turned over about half the roster. You know, this is, you know, we were making fun of Stephen A. Smith a couple of weeks ago. Remember when he was like, Vrabel should be coach of the year. It's all the same guys.
Same roster.
It's not.
Yeah.
But I give Vrabel credit for that. Like, I give him credit for being like, yeah, we can take on Steph Diggs. We are going to bring in, you know, guys that I know, like Harold Landry and Robert Splaine. We're going to spend money on Milton Williams. Like, I give him credit for this huge overhaul, and they all talk about the culture and everything else. So a couple of years from now, maybe even next year, I'll be like, all right, this is more Drake May's impact on the team being like a Super Bowl contender and all that. But I'll say because of all the different things that he's responsible for, I will go Vrabel in this case.
Real quick, we were asking Christian Ellis about being a Raider.
Yeah, what happened?
Raiders just fired Pete Carroll.
Oh, no. Horrible hiring. And not a surprise, I guess, on the firing outside of now the Raiders have a million coaches that they're paying. They're paying 1 million coaches.
Yeah, correct.
But that was dumb in real time. I thought that made no sense.
Me and you disagreed. I thought Pete Carroll could at least get them to be like
the worst team in the league.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I thought they'd be like 7-8.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought he could do that over the course of like 3 years and get them respectable. Because he's old. No, I mean, I was wrong.
He's older than Belichick.
So I thought he could do that. I thought he could get like a competitive team, and then the next guy could get the infrastructure going like he did in Seattle, and then the next guy could take it over.
He signed a 3-year deal, so they got to eat 2 more years of Pete Carroll.
So it's another coach that I think the biggest fallacy is that Mark Davis has no money. Mark Davis is paying more coaches than anybody.
Guess so.
Mark Davis can't fire this guy. He can't afford it. Wrong. He fires every coach. He has like 4 employed coaches right now, including your offensive coordinator. But no.
So who does he have?
Some of this has to stick to Brady, though. The Pete Carroll decision, some of it has to stick to Brady.
He's still paying Gruden,
yep.
Right?
Oh, definitely.
Is he paying Jack Del Rio?
No. Probably not.
He's probably paying Gruden, McDaniels, Pierce, and Carroll, and then the new guy they hired?
Yes.
That is stupid.
They should
go without a coach. I'd go, we're not having one.
Mark Davis moves downstairs.
Or Geno Smith. Like, you have to be player coach.
Yeah.
We're paying you too much as it is. You have to be the coach now.
Fernando Mendoza.
Because you could have won 3 games with no coach.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You could win 3 games. We could go. I'll coach for borderline.
You and
free.
I?
Yeah.
I have like sort of an air raid system I run in college football. So I might have to bring that in. I'm going to need more receivers. The Raiders can get rid of their backs. I need more wideouts.
I'm going to need more wideouts is what I'm going to need. So anyway, that's from Schefter. Pete Carroll fired in the last couple of moments by the Raiders. By the way, I don't think that's a shock. Schefter basically said it yesterday on Sunday Countdown.
Yeah.
But he is out.
Growing number of job openings.
Yep. Right? And the rumor is that Brady wants to bring in Flores as head coach and Daboll as the OC.
So honestly, I kind of like it. As much as Bill Belichick disciples have not been very good, I actually do kind of like that because Flores has proven – he can have really good defenses. Daboll got a lot out of Josh Allen, and then, you know, he had his moments, I would say, offensively with the Giants. Not great, but if he's just your offensive coordinator, that's not bad. I don't hate that.
I'm with you, and I don't like the Belichick tree either, and it typically doesn't work.
No.
That said,
but those two, though?
Well, and just
the Bryans?
If you're bringing in Tom Brady, don't you need to bring in, like, some of his guys?
Yeah.
So I think that makes sense.
And then Belichick can text one. Congratulations when he actually means the other. Yeah. Or put him on a group text.
Yeah.
Just all the Bryans.
Yeah, it's probably the safest one. Get Brian Belichick on there, Brian Flores, Brian Daboll. Get them all on the same text. Just the Brian group text would probably be safe for him.
So what do we got? Raiders join the Giants, Titans, Falcons, Browns.
That sounds
opening.
Right. You said Titans?
Titans, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, because you had a couple in-season ones, and then Raheem Morris with the Falcons goes. So Belichick has to be I know Belichick hasn't exactly covered himself in glory here, but he has to be laughing at both the Falcons and even the Raiders. Right?
Yeah, I mean, they probably spent the whole year laughing at him at
no
UNC,
doubt. Oh,
but
I
like,
I'm
but,
not saying they
but
didn't,
yes,
but
he's probably getting a good chuckle about Fontenot and Raheem Morris being out in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, even I would even say Pete Carroll, because I don't think he was an actual candidate for the Raiders job, but like they hired Pete Carroll. So if one of the things holding Belichick out of the NFL was his age, I say one of. I don't think it's the only thing. But if that's one of them, well, a team hired somebody older than him and then already fired him after 1 year where he somehow made the team worse.
It's true. So Morris was fired last night. Stefanski this morning. We just got Pete Carroll. And then the only other news that I've seen on the coaching carousel is that the Bengals are keeping Zach Taylor.
Yeah. Well, I also read yesterday that it was what Burrow, Chase, and Higgins all like him.
Yeah, but all the guys in Atlanta like
Chase
Morris.
Chase didn't sound like he liked Zach Taylor after the game yesterday. They asked him if he liked the coaching staff. He goes, they get me the ball, and then I do what I can.
Bijan and
oh, Chase had some great post-game stuff yesterday.
Chase hates Myles Garrett because he stopped the game for him.
Yeah, I love it. He's like, that's like them stopping the game if I have like 10 catches or whatever. Like, well, not really, but
sure.
I get it.
Yeah, I gotcha. No, Bijan and London were like, we want Raheem Morris back. That didn't matter at all.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, but I feel like Burrow and Chase have way more say than London and Bijan.
I think just the quarterback probably matters more than anybody else.
Well, and two guys you spent a lot of money on. Like, does London have a contract? No. So, like, they haven't spent a lot of money yet on those guys.
I think
he
got
eligible.
Paid.
Or
yeah,
maybe
I think he did.
But he, regardless, yeah, if the quarterback's involved, that's probably going to carry more weight than skill position players. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up on the Patriots and their turnaround. Biggest reason for that, Keith says Vrabel. I'd say May. I do think it's close. I think it's a coin flip on those two. A lot of people giving Robert Kraft credit, including the Fox broadcast yesterday, are very quick to do it. Well, he fired Mayo and he saw the error of his ways.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure, I guess. He's also the one who hired him 5 years ago and screwed up everything in the meantime.
Vrabel was available last year. Not to, you know.
If you want to put Kraft on the list, though, go ahead. He spent money in free agency. That would not be my choice. But if you want to go there, do it. A lot of people want to give McDaniels credit as well. So who deserves credit for the turnaround? 617-779-7937. We'll get to that. And we'll get into what happened in Week 18 of the NFL right after Trending with Billy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,